弟兄姐妹们平安。今年我们暑假主日信息的主题是一生的果效是由心发出。
This summer our subject is all surrounding above all guard your heart for it is the wellspring of life.
神提醒我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
The Bible has teach us that we need to protect our hearts above everything else.
过去两个月我们陆续看过了知足之心、清洁的心、表里一致的心、祷告的心、怜悯的心，还有信靠的心。
We have gone through a godly heart of contentment, a clear heart, a truthful heart, and a prayerful heart, merciful heart and a training.
今天要谈的是感恩的心。
Today we're talking about a grateful heart.
有颗感恩的心有多重要呢？
How important it is to have a grateful heart.
我们中国人说要饮水思源。
Chinese said that we always have to trace to our roots.
西方历史当中也留下不少有名的格言。
There are many models in the Western history.
我们先看其中几个。
Let's look at several of them.
17世纪有一位历史学家及作家 Thomas Fuller 说，感恩的心也许算不上多重要的品德，但不知感恩却是万恶之首。
In the 17th century, there's a historian, Thomas Fuller. He said that gratitude is the least of virtues, but ingratitude is the worst of vices.
公元前一世纪，罗马的大思想家 Cicero 说得更好，感恩的心不仅是最大的品德，也是所有其他品德之母。
Before the first century, there's a Roman philosopher, Cicero. He said that a thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all the other virtues.
一位近代的英国诗人和哲学家说，人与人之间最大的差别就在于有没有感恩的心。
A modern British philosopher said this, there is no greater difference between men than between grateful and ungrateful people.
公元第一世纪一位罗马的哲学家 Seneca 说，没有什么比一颗感恩的心更尊贵。
In the first century, there's a Roman philosopher Seneca said, nothing is more honorable than a grateful heart.
另外还有一句出处不详却被常常引用的名言说，最好的态度就是感恩。
By another author's unknown,gratitude is the best attitude.
在圣经里面也一再重复的强调感恩的重要。
In the Bible, it has been repeated again and again about the importance of gratitude.
我们刚刚读过的《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章18节也讲到了凡事谢恩。
In the Bible we just read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances.
从上下文里面我们可以清楚的看到，这边讲的是凡事要向神谢恩。
In the context, we can understand this is the give thanks to God in all circumstances.
今天早上我就要分三部分和大家一起来细细思想这一句话。
We'll use three parts to think about this passage carefully.
我们会先谈谢恩。
We'll first talk about thanksgiving.
然后再谈向神谢恩。
And then we talk about thanksgiving to God.
然后最后来谈凡事向神谢恩。
And then thanksgiving to God in all circumstances.
好，首先圣经提醒我们要谢恩。
First, that the Bible reminds us we need to give thanks.
为什么需要做这个提醒呢？
Why would God have to give us this reminder?
因为人很容易忘记要感恩。
Because a man is easy to forget to give thanks.
我就举一个生活当中的小例子。
Let's give you a very regular example.
几年前有一位 Ithaca 的高中生，他在毕业之前拿到了好几所学校的入学许可，其中包括了康奈尔。
Several years ago, there's an Ithaca High student. He has obtained many admissions from good schools, including Cornell.
那这一件，这应该是一件很高兴的事。
It should be a joyful thing.
但是他非常的不快乐。
But he's very unhappy.
因为他从小成绩很好。
Because he was top of his class from youth.
一直以为自己会进到比康奈尔更好的学校。
He thought that he can get to a better school than Cornell.
后来没有申请到他最想去的那一两所学校，只能来读康奈尔，他心里就很不平衡，很不快乐。
He cannot go to the places he would want to go the most, and he had to come to Cornell, so he was imbalanced and unhappy.
那我认识这个孩子，也常常见到他。
I know this child, and I see him quite often.
所以我可以感受得到他那种闷闷不乐的情绪。
So I can feel his unhappy emotion.
我本来想，也许给他多一些时间，他自己会调整过来的。
Originally, I thought maybe give him more time, then he will make adjustment.
但是三个月、四个月过去了，他还是很低沉。
But after 3 or 4 months passed, he's still very depressed.
我为此祷告之后，就约了他单独的谈谈心。
After we have prayed about for him, and I have make an appointment to talk to him.
我告诉他说，我在这个大学城服侍多年，接触过许许多多的大学生。
I told him that I have served in this campus for many years, and I have encountered many college students.
很多的学生带着很高的兴的心情来读书的。
There are many students coming to Cornell with a very joyful heart.
但是也有不少学生是非常懊恼，没有进到更好的学校。
There are many other students, they have been feel sad because they didn't get into an even better school.
我发现其中一些抱着很不快乐的心情来读书的学生，很久很久都没有从低沉的情绪当中出来。
Find those unhappy people, they cannot walk out of their depressions for a long time.
接着那种不快乐的心情就阻碍了他们在课业上的学习。
And this unhappy attitude has blocked them from their progress academically.
阻碍了他们与别人建立良好的人际关系。
Have blocked them from building a good relationship with other people.
阻碍了他们享受大学生活原来可以有的许多的乐趣。
Blocked them from many joy that they already had in their college life.
那这种现象每个学校都有。
Actually, it exists in all campuses.
其实不论你最后选择的是读哪一所大学，都有值得你感恩的地方。
Actually, whichever university you go to, there's always some thanksgiving you can do.
客观来说，你所得到的学习机会是世界上许许多多的人只能羡慕却无法得着的。
Objectively speaking, that the opportunity you obtain to learn are many people who can only envy, but they can never achieve that themselves.
一个人如果存着感恩的心去善用他已经得到的机会，依然可以有非常快乐成功的未来。
If we take the things with thanksgiving, right, we can always have a happy future.
很感谢神，在那次单独交谈之后，那位孩子态度真的改变了。
Thanks to God that after my appointment with that child, his attitude has entirely changed.
后来他读大学的期间，我几次问他近况如何，他都告诉我说他现在读得很开心。
After a few times I talked to her afterwards, I asked him how do you feel now. He said I'm happy now.
从这个例子里面，我们可以看到人需要被提醒，要感恩。
From this example, we can see that people need to be reminded to give thanks.
而我们是否选择感恩，真的有可能会影响我们每天的生活。
And whether we choose to give thanks will really affect our daily life.
为什么会不感恩呢？
Why we don't give thanks?
其中一个很普遍的原因是因为不觉得那是恩典。
One of the basic reasons that you don't feel this is something to give thanks for.
有的学生进到一所好的学校，很容易认为那是因为我用功读书。
Many people think that you go to a good university, it is because I work hard.
是我靠我的努力挣得的。
It is because of my effort.
功劳在我，当然不是恩典。
So the effort is, I pay the effort, so this is not grace.
或者有些没有进到心中最好的这个志愿的，就闷闷不乐。
Some people feel sad and didn't go to their best hope school.
心中想我配得更好的。
Think that I deserve better.
既然没有得到我当得的我最想要的，那算什么恩典？
If I didn't get what I really want, how can this be called grace?
有什么好感恩的？
What to give thanks for?
有一句话说，人如果没有感恩的心， 就是显出他心中有骄傲的罪。
There's a saying saying if people do not have a heart of thanksgiving, it's just show the pride, the sin of pride in their heart.
真的归根究底，问题是在人心中有骄傲。
Fundamentally, this is because of your pride.
所以想看看你是不是也很少感恩。
You should think about whether you give thanks often.
会不会你心中也有需要对付的骄傲呢？
Is there some pride in your heart you need to deal with?
我们常常会自认为，哎呀，凭我们自己的表现，配得啊什么样的荣誉和待遇。
But we think that just based on our efforts that we can deserve some honors or treatment.
但是不要忘了，世界上有很多人处在远远比我们糟的环境里面，不是因为他们不努力。
Don't forget that many people in this world, they have been in a much worse environment, not because they didn't pay the effort.
而是他们始终没有得着我们所拥有的这些机会。
But because they never have the same opportunity with, like us.
我几次去墨西哥转宣。
Many times during my short missions to Mexico.
或者去到中国环境比较差乡村的农村服饰。
Or to the countryside in China.
我几次心灵被震撼到一直掉眼泪。
And I was shocked to tears.
我想一些弟兄姐妹也去过一些偏远的地方短宣，可能会和我有同样的感受。
If you have been to a short-term missions to some remote places, you will have the same feeling with me.
就是你会清楚地明白一个事实。
That you will understand a fact clearly.
就是那群人之所以和你一样，和你处在如此不同的环境，绝对不是因为你自己的努力。
Is that those people who live in a such different environment with you is not because of your effort.
你无法给自己任何一点点功劳。
You cannot give credit to yourself.
认清这个事实会对你的心有不小的冲击。
Understanding this fact will impact your heart.
你会对你所拥有的一切感到很不配。
You will feel unworthy for what you have.
你会重新思想你的责任以及你应该有的生活态度。
You will think again about your responsibility and your attitude in life.
好，我们要有感恩的心。
That we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
向谁感恩呢？
But give thanks to whom?
我记得二十几年前我还没有信主的时候，常常跟其他朋友聚在一起批评基督徒。
I remember 20 some years ago, before I believed in the Lord, I've been usually gathered with my friends to criticize Christians.
其中一个我们大大不以为然的，哎，就是听到那些基督徒常常动不动就是感谢神。
Something we like to criticize very often is that all these Christians in the Bible study, they so often saying, thank God.
在我们看来，他们讲的那些事根本跟神扯不上什么关系。
In my point of view, those things they thank God for has nothing to do with God.
听到那些基督徒为那些事感谢神，让我们觉得挺肉麻的。
And we feel that all these thanksgiving is very indulgent.
我相信很多的慕道朋友也可能有同样的感受。
I feel that many seekers may have the same feeling.
还有，我们信主之后第一次，哎呀，跟爸妈聚在一起吃饭。
And also the first time I after believing the Lord, the first dinner I have with my parents.
我们开口祷告谢饭。
We say graces before the meal.
才谢饭完，你爸妈就问你说，你感谢神给你饭吃，你有没有想过你要感谢你爸妈生你养你？
After the prayer, my parents immediately ask me that you thank God for your meal, but you think about that I have given you this dinner.
当时我妈妈就是很不高兴地问我这么一句话。
My mom had asked me this question very unhappily.
其实常常感谢爸妈，常常感谢周围的人，都是应该的。
Actually, we should give thanks to the people around us.
我们的父母亲会质问我们，也未必是因为我们从来没有对他们表达感谢。
Our parents ask us these questions, it may not be because we never give thanks to them.
只是在他们还没有认识神之前，无法体会，也无法接受感谢神这个观念。
But just before they know the Lord, they cannot understand, they cannot experience the feeling of give thanks to God.
Harriet Martineau 是19世纪一位很有名也很有争议的女作家、哲学家和女权运动推动者。
Harriet Martineau in the 19th century, she's a very famous but controversial author a philosopher.
当时他有很多好朋友是基督徒，但他总觉得信主是很荒谬的。
He has many good friends who are Christians, but he thinks that it's ridiculous to believe in the believing God.
有一天清晨，他和一位基督徒朋友一同散步。
In one early morning, she walk, take a walk with her Christian friends.
看到秋天色彩缤纷的树叶在阳光照耀下，呈现了一幅美不胜收的景象。
She saw the fall colors under the twilight and had become a such a beautiful sight.
她情不自禁的一再欢呼，我太感恩了，这一切真让我感恩。
And she proclaimed joyfully saying that I'm so thankful, I'm just so grateful for it all.
这时她的基督朋友很有智慧的问了她一句话。
Then her Christian friend asked her something very wisely.
我亲爱的朋友啊，你是感激谁的？
My dear friend, who are you giving thanks to?
这个问题让 Harriet 陷入沉思，久久说不出话来。
These quick questions have put Harriet into deep thoughts, and she cannot speak for quite a while.
Harriet 跟提出进化论的达尔文是同时期的人，而且有不错的交情。
Harriet actually is in the same period with Darwin, who proposed the evolution.
Harriet 和一生引发过不少的争议。
There are many controversies in Harriet's life.
在他死前，他写了一段话，做他自己一生的评价。
Before she died, she wrote a sentence to describe her life.
结果他很谦卑地说，他这一生所看到的，只不过是他能力范围之内所能看到的。
She wrote it very humbly that what she has seen in this life.Is all within her capabilities.
她也许可以让一些事实更多的广为人知。
She may be able to let more people to know some facts.
但她既不能发现，也不能发明。
But she cannot discover nor invent.
人如果不认识、不相信神的存在，自然不会感谢神。
If people do not believe in the existence of God.Then you will naturally you won't think about giving thanks to God.
但是信主之后，随着我们对神的认识渐渐加深，感谢神也会成为我们越来越自然会由衷表达出的感受。
After we believe in the Lord, that with our understanding to God more and more, then give thanks to God will become very naturally from the bottom of our hearts.
刚刚讲到我母亲。信主前听到基督徒感谢神，很不以为然。
Then we just mentioned that mother cannot agree that Christians give thanks to God.
但是过去十几年，我看到他信主之后的成长改变。
But in the last more than 10 years, that I have seen her change after she believed in the Lord.
尤其最近有好几次，我请我母亲带领谢饭祷告。
And there are many times when I invite my mother to give grace for the meal.
她祷告的时候是让我有点震撼，而且很感动。
Her prayers shocked me and really moved me.
我可以感受得到那一句句对神的感谢，绝对不是把一些感谢神的话当作口头禅一样挂在嘴上。
I can feel that all her thanksgiving, every sentence, are not just jargons.
而是他打从心里说出来的真心话。
But every word from the bottom of her heart.
好，刚刚讲过，感谢爸妈，感谢周围的人，都是应该的。
We just talk about that giving thanks to your parents and giving thanks to people around you. Those are things we should do.
那么，感谢神有什么独特的重要性吗
？But then is something especially important to give thanks to God?
第一是感谢神会帮助我们更加看清楚神在我们身上的引导。
The first that we can see God's guidance more clearly in our life.
诗篇五十篇二十三节说：“凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那在按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。”
In Psalm 50 verse 23 said, "He who sacrifices thanks offerings honor me."And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
这一节圣经不是很容易翻。
This is a verse that's very difficult to translate.
大家参考英文 NIV 的翻译可以多了解一点。
If you see the translation in the NIV, then you can probably understand a little bit more.
这里的意思是说，感谢神就是荣耀神。
Here it says that give thanks to God is to glorify God.
而且感谢神 就是预备一条正路。
And giving thanks to God is prepare a way of righteousness.
预备什么正路呢？
What kind of way of righteousness?
是神可以引导我们得着救恩的正路。
This is a way that God can lead us to the salvation of God.
从反面来说，
from the opposite side,
如果我们遇到什么事情对神没有感谢的心，
if we encounter something that we do not have a heart of thanksgiving,
我们就不会去思想，也就不会查验得到神在我们身上的带领。
Then we won't try to think or will not experience the guidance from God.
就像我早先举过的例子。
Just like the example I just cited.
我真的见过一些人在这里读大学，从来的第一天就开始闷闷不乐。
I really seen some people from the first day in this university, they are unhappy.
好像他这一代英才在这所学校读书是多么的委屈一样。
Such a smart person has been suffered so much in this university.
结果除了天天现在这种不快乐情绪之外，看不到自己生活的目的和生命的意义。
And just every day he's in this unhappy mood, he cannot see the meaning and purpose of life.
那真的是多少痛苦白白受，什么功课都没有学到。
That all the sufferings is in vain, that he, this person can learn, cannot learn any lessons.
我们看一些正面的例子。
Positive speaking,
我们再次想想旧约的但以理。
And think about Daniel in the Old Testament.
他在面对会遭到敌人陷害的危险的时候，一日三次双膝跪在神的面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
When he faced the dangers from his enemy, but he still that every day three times he kneel before the Lord, give thanks like always.
感谢神就是选择继续信靠神。
Give thanks to God is that you choose to believe in God continuously.
选择继续跟随神的引领。
You choose to follow God's guidance.
但以理做了这样的选择。
Daniel chose to give thanks to God.
后来才会经历到落入狮子坑却不被狮子咬的神迹。
So that he can experience the miracle and he can be the lion's den without being attacked by the lions.
也才能够在后来看到，原来神允许他经历这样的患难，是为了要彰显神更美好的旨意。
And then he knows that God permitted all this suffering is because he wants to experience, want Daniel to experience a bigger glory.
在新约我们更看到主耶稣的榜样。
In the New Testament, we see the examples of Jesus.
他在侍奉上遭遇了一连串的挫折。
He has have all these difficulties in his ministries.
曾经为他当作开路先锋的施洗约翰，在监牢中一度软弱，对耶稣的信心有了动摇。
And the pioneer, John the Baptist, when he's in jail, that after he's in jail, that he actually has been shaken in his faith.
然后耶稣在侍奉上又因为跟罪人睡立在一起吃饭，对人用很难听的话骂，说他是贪食好酒。
And Jesus, because of his ministry with the sinners and tax collectors, people using very bad words to him, saying that he's a glutton.
然后他到好几个城去传福音，虽然行了很多的神迹，那些城的人却不肯悔改相信他。
And he had preached the gospel in several cities, doing many miracles, but no one is willing to repent and believe him.
遇到这么多的挫折，谁不会灰心失望？
With all these setbacks, everyone will feel disappointed.
但在这时候，耶稣做了一个选择。
But then at this time, Jesus made a choice.
他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢。”
At the time Jesus prayed, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
在这么一个感谢的祷告之后，耶稣在心情和眼界上似乎都有了很大的转变。
After this prayer of thanksgiving, Jesus seemed to take a turn in what he sees and what he feels.
虽然才刚刚经历一连串的挫折
，and even just after several setbacks,
他在祷告之后却接下来说出了一段话。
After his prayers, he said the following words:
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这段话几千年来带给多少人安慰？
In the last two centuries, these words has bringing so much comfort to people.
这也是神的美意。
This is God's good pleasure.
也是耶稣在挫折当中透过选择感谢神而体验到的。
This is what Jesus learned in his setbacks, that he can give thanks to God and experience.
因此让我们学习在遇到各样事情的时候记得选择感恩。
So let us learn that when we are experience our setbacks,Choose to give thanks.
借着感恩，让神将他对我们的带领更加清楚的显明。
Through thanksgiving, that we can reveal very clearly that God's guidance to us.
我自己有失败的经验。
I have the experience of failure.
在我出信的头一两年，遇到过蛮大的挫折。
In the first few years, I believe I have many setbacks.
有很长的一段时间，我天天怨天尤人。
There are many days of complaint.
一直到过了几年之后回头看，才看到那段时间有神的美意。
And only after several years, I look back that I can see God's good pleasure.
其实神的旨意始终都是好的。
Actually, God always has His good pleasure.
只是因为我那时候不懂得感恩，只有抱怨，自哀自怜。
But because I always complain, I always feel pity about myself.
所以就天天活得很不快乐。
So I had a very unhappy life.
那里面有很多的痛苦都是白受的。
All the sufferings is in vain.
那现在是比以前稍微多学到了一点功课。
Now I have learned a little bit better.
遇到事情的时候心情还是会有起伏。
When I encounter things, then I still have up and down emotions.
但是比以前好的是会更长记得起要选择感恩。
But what I learned better is I remember to give thanks.
然后也亲身经历到感恩是在遇到试炼的时候最好的一条出路。
And I can understand that give thanks to God is the best outcome that I can do.
因为越信靠神，越知道如何跟着神的引导走下一步。
Because the more I believe Him, the more I can follow His guidance for the next step.
感谢神的第二大帮助是能够得着那能保守我们心怀意念出人意外的平安。
And the second thing that we can have is to receive peace of receive peace, right?
Yeah, beyond understanding.
Beyond understanding. Transcending.
Right, right. 腓立比书四章六节到七节是我们很多人都很喜欢一段经文。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7.
无论用中文或英文，好不好？我们同声来念。
In Mandarin or in English, let's read together.
请。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安。必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。好，很多人都喜欢这段经文，我也鼓励基督徒把它背下来。
Many people like this verse very much, and I encourage you to recite it.
因为它真的可以在生活当中提醒我们，给我们很大的帮助。
It actually gives us many reminders and encouragements in our daily life.
今天早上我想请大家特别注意祷告、祈求和感谢这一部分。
Especially pay attention to the prayers and petitions and thanksgiving.
遇到让人非常担心的事情的时候，我们比较会记得祷告和祈求这一部分。
When you are being in anxiety, you will many times you remember to pray and to have petition.
我们很容易理解，这也是我们比较自然会去做的。
That's our natural response.
但这边还提到一个感谢。
But then it's also mentioned thanksgiving.
这非常特别，值得深思。
This is something we need to think over and over again.
想看看有多少次你有忧愁挂虑的时候，你祷告，然后你心中会发出感谢。
How many times when you feel anxious, that after prayers you have can give thanks to God?
但这段圣经的教导就是这样子的宝贵。
But this is such a precious lesson in these verses.
那我从小个性就比一般人紧张。
I was always an anxious person from my youth.
信主之后虽然渐渐改变，还是比别人紧张得多。
But even though I believe in the Lord, but I'm still more anxious than most people.
那十八年前，有一位资深的传道人带着我一起服事，一起开荒，建立教会。
18 years ago, there is a pastor, a senior pastor, had led me to build churches.
那后来，他就是后来担任中华福音神学院院长的陈基明牧师。
This is Pastor Chen Jiming, who have later become the pastor of the Chinese Evangelical Seminary.
建立教会的头几年当然很辛苦。
It is surely very difficult for the beginning years to build a church.
但是我们事工一路发展成长，算是很顺利。
Actually, our ministry is quite smooth.
几年之后，教会遭遇了一些意想不到的风暴。
There are some unexpected storms in the church.
我就发现，在风暴当中，我的领受跟陈院长很不一样。
But I found that my feelings are very different from Pastor Chen in those storms.
我的祷告祈求很迫切，但是带着我个性当中原来有的那种紧张。
My prayers are sincere and earnest, and urgent.But is carry the anxiety in my personality.
而陈院长却在风暴当中始终有平安，心里很安息。
We think he's the one that the Pastor Chen has a peace and have rest in his heart.
那段时间跟着他一起服事，真的是很宝贵的学习经验。
It's such a precious lesson I've been able to serve with him.
可以说当时的他与我一大差别就可以用感谢这两个字来做代表。
At the time, the biggest difference between him and me, he can use one word to describe it.
他始终记得神过去的恩典和带领，因此心中有感恩。
He always remember God guide grace and guidance in the past, so he can give thanksgiving in his heart.
不只是如此
，Not only this，
他也深信而且觉得。我们是天天时时刻刻活在神的恩典当中，非常蒙福。
That he deeply feel that deeply believe that for every day and every hour in our life that we live in God's grace.
所以在风暴当中，他感恩的心从来没有失去。
So in all these difficulties, he never lose the heart of thanksgiving.
在这方面，我自己知道我成长的空间还很大。
I know that there's still much room for improvement.
但是那段宝贵的学习经验，在我后来的侍奉和生活当中，给了我很大的帮助。
But that precious experience has helped me in my future ministry.
然后影响我一点一点的改变。
And has changed me gradually.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹们，不要忽略感谢这两个字的重要。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, do not neglect the importance of thanksgiving in this passage.
在我认为，当我们祷告祈求的时候，感谢可以成为一个关键的转捩点。
When we are in our prayer and petitions, thanksgiving can become a turning point.
当我们想到了要感谢，当我们选择感谢的时候，我们会经历一个信心的跨越。
When we think about thanksgiving, when we give thanks, we'll be able to take the next step in our faith.
那么一个跨越可以在那一刹那之间就带下神所赐。出人意外的平安。
That step of faith can bring the transcending peace from God.
外在的环境虽然还没有改变，内在的心境却已经截然不同。
Even though outside hasn't changed anything, but the inside you have entirely changed.
好，我们知道要谢恩，要向神谢恩。那在什么时候向神谢恩呢？
You know, to thanks and give thanks to God, but in what circumstances we need to give thanks to God?
这边中文圣经说要凡事谢恩，英文 NIV 圣经翻在所有情况都谢恩。
And in the both Chinese and in the English, it says give thanks in all circumstances.
在原文里面，这边只是用了一个所有。
In the original text, Greek text, it just used a word, everything.
Oh, yeah. 那这个所有指的是什么呢？
What is indicated in this all?
那有些学者认为比较可能指的是时间上的，那也就是天天时时刻刻都要向神存感恩的心。
Many scholars feel this is a temporal, so it means that we should give thanks to God always.
有些认为比较可能是指环境上的，那就是像中文圣经和英文圣经所选择的翻译。
and the many scholars feel this is maybe environmental, so this is then become the translation in all circumstances.
翻译上也许不同，但实际生活来说应用是一样的，对不对？
Even in different translations, our application can be the same.
总之，不论什么时候，不论什么情况，都不要忘记向神感恩。
It is that in all time and in all circumstances, we need to remember to give thanks to God.
所以对我们来说，问题不在翻译。
So to us, the problem is not in translation.
问题在于这句圣经的教导实际吗？
Is that is this teaching practical?
凡事谢恩可能吗？
Is it possible to give thanks in all circumstances?
有人办得到吗？
Is it anybody can do it?
在二次世界大战期间，有一个荷兰的基督徒家庭冒险，让许多犹太人躲藏在他们家的一间密室。
In World War II, there is a holy family, and they have hide many Jews in their home.
很不幸，后来被德军发现。
Unfortunately, this was discovered by the Germany.
就他们自己家里的人，好多都被关进集中营里面。
So all her, many of her family members has been sent to the concentration camp.
有的马上被放出来的，有些就一直关在集中营。
Several are released, but there are many who have remained in the concentration camp.
第二次世界大战结束之后，侥幸生存的小女儿 Corrie Ten Boom 把他们真实的见证写下来。
After World War II, the youngest daughter, Corrie Ten Boom, has written down these testimonies.
那本书叫《密室》，一出版立即畅销，至今还一版再版。
This book called The Hiding Place has been published and then for many editions.
而且还拍成电影。
And this has been turned into a movie.
那是非常感人的真实故事。
This is a very touching true story.
如果有人还没读过，我非常鼓励去读。
If you haven't read this book of Hiding Place, I encourage you to read it.
那在书里面 Corrie Ten Boom 讲到很多他和他的姐姐 Betsy 被关在集中营里面的发生的事情。
Corrie Ten Boom described many things she has encountered with her sister Betsy.
那其中有一段很值得一提。
There's one passage that we worth mentioning.
有一天，他们和一群人被转送到他们待过的第三处的集中营。
One day, then with several people, they were transferred to the third concentration camp.
一到的时候，他们发现一件让他们吓坏了的事。
And then she finds something so shocking when they arrive.
就是他们要住的那个屋子里面到处都是跳蚤。
The house they live in are filled with fleas.
那这个妹妹 Corrie 一看到就慌了，马上问姐姐说：“我们怎么办啊？这个地方怎么能够住啊？”
So Corrie sees all the fleas. She was so anxious. And then he asked her sisters, "How can we live in this place?"
她姐姐没有回答。
Her sisters didn't answer.
然后只是口中不断的说：“哎呀，向我们显明，向我们显明。”
Just mumble continuously, "Show us, please show us."
Corrie 过了一下子才意识到，她姐姐是在向神祷告呼求。
Corrie then understand that her sisters was praying to God.
那 Betsy 祷告了一段时间之后，突然很兴奋的说 ：“Corrie, 神太棒了。”
After a while of Betsy's prayer, she said, "Corrie, this is so great."
我们还没有求之前，神已经先给我们答案了。
Even before our prayers, God has given us the answer.
今天早上我们不是才读过一段圣经吗？
That we have read a Bible this morning.
让我们打开圣经再读一遍。
Let's read it again.
那天早上他们读的就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
And the passage they read is the First Thessalonians chapter 5.
Betsy 讲的答案就是五章十八节讲的这句“凡事谢恩”。
The answer that Betsy mentioned is to give thanks in all circumstances.
她跟她妹妹说，这就是神的答案。
She said that this is God's answer.
所以从现在开始，我们要为我们这个宿舍里面每一件大事小事都感谢神。
So from now on, we'll give thanks for all the big and small things in this house.
于是 Betsy 就带着妹妹一件一件事情的感谢。
Betsy let her sisters give thanks for one thing by the other.
啊，感谢神，很多人家人都被拆散，但他们两个人还被分配住在一起。
She gives thanks to God that even many are separated, but Betsy had the chance to live with her sister.
感谢神，他们抵达的时候没有被严厉的搜查，所以手边还有圣经可以读。
They had not been under serious search, so that they can still keep the Bible to read.
然后 Betsy 也为分配与他们住在一起的其他女人感谢神。
Let's start to give thanks for all the other women that have been with them.
那高瑞就马上打断他说：“这么多人住了这么挤，怎么感谢神啊？”
And Corey interrupted, "How so is so crowded? How can you praise God?"
但是在 Betty 的坚持下 ，Corey 好吧，你跟着姐姐为此感谢啊，说阿门。
After Betty's insistence, Corey finally saying, "Okay, give thanks to God, Amen."
但接下来 Betty 又祷告。
And then following Betty continues to pray.
主啊，我们也为这些跳蚤感谢。
Lord, we thank you for these things.
这一下子 ，Corey 就祷告不下去了。
But this time, Corey cannot follow.
跳蚤，神怎么可能会安慰跳蚤感谢神？这太离谱了。
Fleas, how can we give thanks to God for fleas? This is ridiculous.
但 Betty 说，圣经说要凡事谢恩。
But Betty said the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances.
圣经没有说在情况好的时候谢恩。
The Bible didn't teach us that we only give thanks in good circumstances.
而是在任何情况都要谢恩。
But give thanks in all circumstances.
所以跳蚤是现今情况当中的一部分。
And flea is part of our circumstances today.
Corey 很无奈地跟着姐姐祷告。
So unwillingly, Corey has prayed with her sister.
但心中私下嘀咕说，我有把握，这回 Betty 绝对是对神的了解是错的。
But then she murmured in her heart, saying that I'm sure that Betty is wrong in her understanding of God.
这个故事说到这里，我不晓得你的反应如何。
This story at this point, I don't know how do you feel about it.
我想我们每个人心里面都会有一个诚实的疑问。
I think we may have a sincere question.
神真的会要我们为跳蚤感谢神吗？
God really want us to thank for the fleas?
这样的信仰是不是太荒谬可笑？
Is this kind of faith ridiculous?
这样的信仰谁能信呢？
How can anybody believe in this kind of faith?
Betty 带着 Corey 祷告之后过了两个月。
After two months, they prayed together.
那因为德军分配他们这些女囚犯要帮忙织袜子。
The German troops asked them to make some socks for the troops.
有一些宿舍里面女囚犯对于这个新的命令，那个袜子的尺寸是多少，大家记得不一样，就起了争执。
And one day they cannot remember exactly what the size of the sock that they need to make, so they have an argument.
结果他们就请负责管理他们这个德国女监察来解决纠纷。
So that they asked their German supervisors to resolve this argument.
结果没想到这个女监察怎么样都不肯进他们的宿舍。
But these German supervisors are not willing to enter their house.
一直追问他才回答说，我不想进到有跳蚤的屋子里面。
Everybody asking continuously, and she finally said,I don't want to enter a house with fleas.
大家这样子才恍然大悟。
And then she suddenly understand.
原来是因为跳蚤，所以他们搬进这个宿舍之后，从来没有人进来检查。
It's because of these fleas that after they moved in, nobody searched the house.
所以他们这个宿舍的囚犯享受别的囚犯都没有的自由。
So they have the freedom that none of the prisoners have.
尤其是他们居然可以在宿舍里面一起查圣经，从来没有人进来抓过。
Especially they can do Bible studies in the concentration camp, and nobody have ever come in.
在这时候 ，Corey 就想起了当初姐姐所做的祷告。
So Corey has remembered Betty's prayer.
当初他认定姐姐一定是错的。
At that time, she think that her sisters must be wrong.
但他那天学会了要像姐姐一样相信圣经的教导。
But that day she learned that she should learn from her sisters to give thanks in all circumstances.
这也让她想起来他们在另外一天读过的罗马书八章二十八节。
It also remind her about the passage she had read in Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
圣经说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
The Bible teaches that all we know is that in all things God works for the good for those who love them.
Corey 的姐姐 Betty 后来死在集中营里面。
Corey's sister Betty actually died in the concentration camp.
而 Corey 却活了下来。
Corey survived.
没有人能够明白神的旨意为何是如此。
Nobody understand why how God's good pleasure is this.
但 Corey 永远感谢神给了他这么一位这么好的姐姐。
But Corey forever to God that give such a good sister to her.
帮助他在这么黑暗的环境当中还能够感谢神、信靠神，以至于经历神。
So that in all the darkness that she can thanks to God, believe in God, and eventually she can experience God.
她活下来写出这些见证。
She survived to write down his testimony.
让 Betty 对神的信靠不只帮助了 Corey， 也帮助了包括我们在内许许多多有机会听到这真实见证的人。
So the faith of Baptist not only helped Corey, but also helped many people who have heard the same story.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们
brothers and sisters and friends,
你相信圣经的话，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处吗？
Do you believe in the Bible's words that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him?
我相信神的爱不是只是行在爱他的人身上。
I believe that God's love is not only on those people who love Him.
神的心意是盼望人人都能够认识他，都能够得着他的爱，得着神的恩典和祝福。
God's good pleasure is to hope that everyone can know Him, everyone can obtain His love and His blessings and grace.
所以不是神没有在每个人的身上施恩工作。
It's not that God didn't give blessings to everyone.
而是唯有爱神的人才能够觉察到这些恩典。
But only those who love Him can really understand His grace.
所以你希望更多经历到神的恩典，更加清楚看到神在你身上的美好旨意吗？
If you, do you really want to experience God's grace to you?
来信靠他。
Believe it.
从学习凡事向神谢恩开始。
That you start from learning to give thanks in all circumstances.
好，让我们来唱一首大家很熟悉的诗歌，感谢神。
Let's sing a song that you're very familiar, Thanks to God.
这首诗歌我们每年感恩节的时候一定会唱。
This is a hymn that we sing every year in Thanksgiving.
但是这个歌是一年四季都可以唱。
Actually, we should sing this in all seasons.
我们先唱第一节。
Let's sing the first version.
这个习惯就是唱不出来。感谢神赐我救主之恩，感谢神道路可悲，感谢神我在你面前，感谢神赐我爱戴，感谢神赐我宽宽待，感谢神笑得清楚，注意到这首诗歌里面有一些看起来是彼此矛盾的情绪。
Okay, I have noticed some of the controversial statements in this song.
所以我们也许试着用对唱的方式。
Let's sing responding to the
question. 所以在第一页的时候呢，请姐妹先唱第一句话，感谢神赐我救赎主。然后呢，弟兄唱，感谢神丰富预备。
The sister sing the thanks God for my redeemers, and brother respond with thanks for all God's provided.
然后跳到第二页的时候呢，我们就一起唱。
And then in the second page, we'll sing together.
然后第二节的时候呢，是弟兄唱第一句，姐妹唱第二句。
And
然后第三
second verse is vice versa.
好，我们再来唱第一节，姐妹先
唱 ，first verse。
姐妹，弟兄 brothers， 感谢神道路愉快，感谢神就来来来，感谢神赐我感觉。感谢神高高天地姐妹，感谢神给他了福报，感谢神保护我，感谢神赐我恩惠，感谢神感谢神，我们面前。 person.
When we bow our head in prayer, let's have a time of meditation.
你是一个常常感恩的人吗？
Are you a person who often give thanks?
是不是在现在生活当中，因为一些事情常常让你没有感恩的心？
In today's life, the many things make you not giving thanks?
你愿意把这些事情把它找出来吗？
Are you willing to seek out those things?
有没有可能你可以选择一个不一样的态度？
Is it possible that you can choose a different attitude?
你愿意在今天早上选择来感谢神？
That in this morning, you make the choice to thank to God.
你愿意的话，就求神帮助你来向他献上感谢。
If you're willing, that you are, and let God help you to have this heart of thanksgiving.
为他过去赐给你的恩典感谢神。
Give thanks to him for his past blessings.
为他其实现在仍然在每天的生活当中与你同在感谢神。
Give thanks to him for his presence with you every day now.
我们有。